is worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 1-0 as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Justin Foscue starts it off against David Leao. First pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Foscue, Strom, and Garcia for the Rough Riders. Middle third of the card after Leao set the top third down in order. 0-1. Flared foul out of play right side, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. We were talking in that bottom of the first inning about the last time that Leao faced the Rough Riders. A game in which, as here's the wind back and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a fly ball down the right side and foul. Still no balls, 2 strikes. In that game, the Rough Riders ended up winning 5-3. Leao allowed 5 runs over his 5 innings on 14 hits. Pitch home. High fly ball to center field. Bikina tracking back. He's under it. And the center fielder puts it away. One away for Kellen Strom. 1-0, Midland leads it in the bottom of the second inning. And as we talked about earlier, that trend has just continued with the high hit numbers for Leao. He's entering into this game with opponents hitting .338 against him. Overall this season between High A Lansing and Midland, the pitch is pop foul back behind home on a bunt attempt by Kellen Strom. And it's 0-1. Opponents hitting .293, and that's because when he was in High A Lansing, opponents hit just .158 against him. A complete turnaround. Overall, a 5.37 ERA here in AA. 0-1. Check swing, strike in the outside corner. Snowball's 2 strikes on Strom, who's reached 10 times in this series. 5 hits, 5 walks. 0-2. Outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Strom riding a 30-game on-base streak. Tied for the 3rd longest in franchise history. 1-2. Outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Zach, that's back-to-back misses for Leao. He had not missed a zone yet tonight.
All strikes before that from the left-hander. 2-2 on the way. Hard grounder up the middle, and it's into center, a base hit. Davidson, the shortstop, stretched out to his left, couldn't quite reach it. And Kellen Strom is now reached in 31 consecutive games. He's now in sole place of third with the on-base streak in franchise history at 102 off the bat up the middle. Kellen Strom with the first Rough Riders hit. It comes with one out in the second. Riders trailing 1-0, and here's David Garcia batting from the right side against the left-hander. First pitch. Garcia watches one in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Garcia had his first right-handed hitting home run in San Antonio on the last road trip. Time called, he steps off. If you listen really closely right now, you can hear the mariachi band. That's going on right outside the home plate gate. You're on our Copa night. 0-1. Inside, nearly hit him. Garcia's pointing down at his knee, saying it did clip him, but Chris Presley Murphy is not buying it. Home plate umpire. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike on the Riders catcher, who's 2-for-8 in this series. Got the day off yesterday. 1-1. He fouls it back over the netting, reaching off the outside corner. 1-2. Garcia hitting .248, 5 homers and 23 runs batted in this year. He's been hitting well as of late as well. An 0-for-4 day 2 days ago, but if you go all the way back to mid-May, here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up right side. That drifts foul out of play. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Going all the way back to mid-May, he's hitting .292 over his last 19 games and .825 OPS over that stretch. Good stuff from the 22-year-old catcher. One, two. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Kellen Strom has good speed at first base, but just one steal this year. He takes his lead. Here's the left-hander with the 2-2 offering. Flared foul, out of play, right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Leal is coming off a start in which he went seven innings, allowing just two runs over five hits against Corpus Christi on the road. And that was coming off a stretch, a long stretch, dating all the way back to May, where the fewest runs he'd allowed was two. He ready. Strom takes off. The pitch is grounded to third. Swallowed up by Harris. Only played a first. He slings it that way and gets him. Two outs. By putting Strom in motion, the Rough Riders stay out of the inning-ending double play. Two down here in the second, trailing 1-0. And Sandro Fabian makes his way in. Fabian, a three-hit performance last night. Rough Riders banging out 13 hits in their 11-10 walk-off victory in 11 innings. What a ball game that was. A 3-hour, 50-minute game. But the Rough Riders overcoming a 6-run deficit, their largest comeback since last year. Pitch home. Fabian cracks it in the air. Shallow center field. Bikina charging in. Still coming. And it's down for a base hit. Strom around third. He comes in to score. And the Rough Riders have tied the game at 1-1. RBI single for Sandro Fabian. His 33rd run batted in of the year. And the Rough Riders make it a brand new game. A little floater into shallow center field, and Bikina was playing back with two outs. Had a long way to come to try and get that one. And Fabian found some green grass for the RBI single. Josh Stower is now in the eighth spot. 1-1 ball game, bottom half of the second, two outs. Left-hander's pitch. In the air, out to right field, down the line. Selman over. He's got a beat on it, makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the second inning. The Rough Riders put up a run, though, on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're tied at one as we go to the top of the third. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the third on tap from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you high atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Left-hander Avery Weems back on the mound. First pitch, a taken strike, 0-1. 8-9-1 due up in the Rock Collins order. They start with the switch-hitting left fielder, Saheed Valenzuela. Weems, the 0-1 pitch home. Pours the fastball in low and in. lefty-righty matchup again to the switch-hitting outfielder. We've seen Valenzuela play a number of positions this week. Weems a nod of the head yes to his catcher Garcia, the break-even. Chopper left side, right to Biggers on a hop. Third baseman, a long throw to first, but it's right on the doorstep of Blaine Krim. Another ground ball put out for Weems in the Riders' infield, and there's one gone in the third. One ground ball for Weems in the first, a pair in the second before the solo homer in his second strikeout. And then now number three to begin the third. Bases clear for the bottom of the order, and the designated hitter Chase Calabweek to the plate. Rough Riders evening up this ball game in the bottom of the second. First pitch to Calabweek, he takes it at 92, low of the zone, 0-1. Zach mentioned the jump from Kellen Strom to get from first to second on the ground ball from Garcia, 0-1. Slider running a bit too far, missing that bottom outer edge away from Calabweek, and it's 1-1. Not only did that prevent the double play, but that set up Strom in scoring position. The 1-1 pitch, lifted in the air out to right center field. Stowers and Strom narrowing towards the alley, but the center fielder Stowers gets there, reaches up and makes the catch. Calabweek skies one to center, and there's two gone. Top of the order due up. Avery Weems, only the solo homer, the damage she's given up through one trip through the Rockhounds order. Second baseman Jeremy Ironman's coming to the plate. Righty-lefty matchup for Weems. First pitch to Ironman. Slider running a bit too far and low. Down by the feet, 1-0. Well, it was Marty Bikina that now has homered in his last two games. Bikina began the week as the leadoff hitter. 1-0. Lower the zone again. Two balls, no strikes. Finding Jeremy Ironman at the top of the card tonight. And after Bikina has shuffled around, it has actually made all the difference for the outfielder. He started the week in his first two games as the leadoff man, 2-for-10. 2-0. Down and in. Three balls and no strikes. Not only the 2-for-10, though, at the plate, but the five strikeouts as well. Bobby Crosby moving him around, and it's made a big difference. Weems working on Ironman, three balls, no strikes, and he comes home. Finds the zone at 92. Makes it count 3-1. 3-1 to Brett Harris when he lined out to center. Bikina's count of 3-1 before the solo homer over the left field wall. Pitch home. Tap foul at the plate. And after three straight misses of the zone, Avery Weems working the count full with the bases clear and two gone. Top of the third, Rockhounds and Rough Riders evened up at one apiece on a beautiful Saturday night from Frisco. Weems a nod of the head yes to Garcia, his catcher. Now motioning the 3-2. Chopper third base side and just foul. Fan lunging over, trapped it on the padded wall with his glove. You don't normally see those fans reaching over that wall actually make those plays, even with the gloves. Hauled it in pretty well. Weems again, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him to chase the slider down and in. His third punch out of the night. And the Rockhounds go in order in the top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard, and Avery Weems through three innings tonight with three strikeouts. Rough Riders back to the plate in the bottom of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-hander David Leal back out on the mound for Midland. He faces the bottom of the Rough Riders order tonight. First pitch to Jax Biggers, the starting third baseman, dots the zone, and it's 0-1, off and running in the bottom of the third. The 0-1's blooped in the air off the bat of Biggers, shallow right side of the infield, and the second baseman, Ironman, there, basking in the sun and makes the catch. David Leal starting his third inning of work, giving up his not only the first base runner but the first hit and the first run, all back in the bottom of the second inning. Top of the order in the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas, who could not quite see Leal in his first at bat. Lefty-righty matchup. And the left-hander kicks and fires home. Tap foul to the backstop, 0-1. Ornelas, three pitches, a called strike, swinging strike, and then went down watching on the third offer from Leal, who did not miss the zone until his 15th pitch of the ball game, came in the second inning. 0-1. Rip and a miss. 74 miles an hour to Ornelas, and it's now quickly 0-2. Fastball will be sitting low 90s and then mid 70s on some of the slow stuff. Pitch home, just off the plate. Ornelas with a take. One ball, two strikes. Frisco on their first trip to the plate in the first inning. Eight pitches, eight strikes. They went down 1-2-3. Ornelas the lone strikeout victim. Leal's 1-2. High fly ball out to right field. Selman on the move, back to the wall a little bit, but makes the catch. Ornelas skying one to the outfield. Second time tonight it gets Selman on the move. Two up, two down for Frisco in the bottom of the third inning. We mentioned earlier at the top of the broadcast, no team between Midland or Frisco has won consecutively this week. The Rockhounds entering with a series sweep in the rearview mirror. The first pitch to Martinez is toppled towards Midland's dugout. 0-1, lefty-lefty matchup for the left fielder J.P. Martinez. The Rockhounds were 10-2 beginning this series. 0-1, a wave and a miss from Martinez at 69 miles an hour. The stadium gun has, and it's 0-2. Frisco picking up a series win in San Antonio last week, but 0-2 inside. This was a Rockhounds team that was scoring a lot of runs in the last series. Began with Tuesday and Wednesday night wins, both games with eight runs scored on the offensive side. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Just the second strikeout for Leal, but the Rough Riders going down 1-2-3 in order. And both of our left-handed starters off to a solid start on Saturday night. All done in the third inning, scoreless between Midland and Frisco. A 1-1 ball game, taking us to the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! Four strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lefty-righty matchup as Avery Weems back out of the bump for Frisco. Off and going in the fourth. And the southpaw's first pitch, finding the outer edge at 86 miles an hour, 0-1. 2-3-4 due up for the Rockhounds. Brett Harris, the leadoff man, 0-1 tonight. Weems kicks the 0-1. Chopper back up the middle. The second baseman, Foscue's there, hauls it in and throws a little low. But Blaine Krim at first goes down and grabs it on the hustling Harris to first base. One gone.
Really good to see Avery Weems rebound after that inning in the second, giving up the solo homer. He's retired the last five in a row now with a couple strikeouts, and really just seems like a blip in the road. With Weems, at times this year, we've seen bad stuff kind of bundled together and start to unravel him here in innings, but really locked in to begin this one.
Now facing Kyle McCann. First pitch, a home run hack on the slider down and away, and it's 0-1. Go back to Weems in San Antonio, a 9-pitch at-bat to begin his ball game on Connor Hollis in the bottom of the first inning. 0-1. That finds a zone. Now no balls and two strikes. Now it was a lot of pitches. That was the trend for Weems against San Antonio. The Rough Riders also put up a 6-piece in the fourth and kept Weems off the mound for about 30 to 40 minutes. 0-2. Down and away. One ball, two strikes to the catcher, McCann. 0-1 tonight. Then you look at tonight. A lot of really quick at-bats to Weems as he works a 1-2 outside. Counts evened up, two balls, two strikes. So far through three innings, Zach, and he's retired the leadoff man in every inning so far. That's a big difference.
Huge difference. It's exactly what he couldn't do in that last start, as you mentioned. And also, that inning was huge for the Rough Riders.
2-2's a hard grounder towards second, eaten up by Foscue as it takes him to the trim of the grass. On a ball cranked at 100 miles an hour off the catcher, off the bat of the catcher, McCann. But two balls rolled over to Foscue, and there's two gone, bases clear in the fourth.
That six-run inning was such a big inning for the Rough Riders, but he was very candid with us, Weems was, where he said, that was really tough. I mean, when you're sitting on the bench for that long, don't have time to go over and play some catch, really kind of messes with you.
Weems, the first toss to Diaz, just misses outside, 1-0.
And he wasn't the same when he got back out on the mound.
No, he wasn't. That next inning afterwards, in the bottom of the fourth, he just could not quite get it done. 1-0. Missing down and in. Two balls, no strikes. He got through the fourth, but that was it. In a ball game that the Rough Riders had plenty of run support, he had simply thrown too many pitches to go out and qualify for a win in the fifth. Two balls, no strikes from Weems to Diaz. High and outside. Count working 3-0. Diaz, the first pitch, a ground out victim back in the second inning. 12 in the first for Weems. 7 of them strikes. 14 pitches, 9 strikes in the second, despite the solo homer. 3-0 toss home. Off the plate for ball 4. First walk given up by Weems tonight, and it comes as a 4-pitch free pass to the first baseman, Jordan Diaz. And it allows Logan Davidson to see an at-bat in the top of the fourth, all tied up between Midland and Frisco, 1-1 on Saturday night.
Before that walk, the at-bat was looking very similar, and the whole inning was looking very similar to the third, retiring the first two batters, going 3-0 on the third man, but he struck out Ironman, couldn't strike out Diaz. He lost him.
Lefty-righty, the shortstop, Davidson, skies one in the air behind home plate. Little up the first baseline. Blaine Krim over, now running back into foul ground and makes the catch. A huge third out in the top of the fourth inning comes on one pitch and a pop-out off the bat of Davidson to strand the two-out walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left aboard. Weems threw four tonight, and he's got three strikeouts, only one run on one hit for the lefty starter. Rough Riders coming to the plate. They send 3-4-5 in Krim, Foskey, Strom when we come back for the bottom of the inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Already a pair of pitches into the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. 3-4-5 for Frisco between Blaine Krim, Justin Foskey, and Kellen Strom. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, broadcast crew, back with you in Frisco, Texas. It was Krim that started as the inherited runner at second base in the 11th last night. And Justin Foskey at the plate on the ninth pitch, a drop third strike, and a throwing error to first, ball game over. The 0-2 off the plate from David Leal, the lefty starter, back on the mound for Midland, and it's 1-2.
Still kind of hard to believe that was the way the game ended last night.
Never can really know how an 11th inning walk-off can go. 1-2 missing low to Krim, and it's two balls, two strikes. It was a long at-bat, but at some point it felt like you're waiting for either a strikeout or a ball to be put in play. And I guess it was. Got away just enough at the plate from Simonite. It bought Foskey some time where the catcher couldn't initially find it. 2-2 toss to Krim. Again off the plate. Three balls and two strikes to a guy that, Zach, has been starting to pick it up offensively, where it was not a great month of June for Blaine Krim. Back-to-back multi-hit nights, and he finished with three runs driven in last night.
It's kind of odd when you look at his season. It's really gone calendar month by month. You don't see that very often, but an incredible month of May for him and over 1,000 OPS, and then he went and hit 171 in June. Now he is turning it up in July.
3-2. Cranked right to third, and Harris, a leaping stab out of the sky for the first out. Whoa! That'll get a round of applause from the Rough Riders crowd. Play like that.
109 off the bat, smoked from Krim. And Harris just a do-or-die dive off to his left. Man, that's just about as good as you can get. Airborne.
David Leal with his hot corner third baseman making a big play for the first out. As Zach mentioned, 109 from Blaine Krim to rob him of a base hit. Justin Foskey now in. Another lefty-righty matchup for Leal. First pitch missed. Now the 1-0. A called strike as it nips the inner edge. Even count, 1-1. Leal surrendering 14 hits in the initial meeting between these two. 1-1. Lifted in the air up the first baseline. Selman deep on the move. Now gets to his spot and makes the catch. And about the last little pocket, still soaking in the sun tonight, out in right field down the line. Shane Selman runs it down, and there's two gone. Base is clear for the right fielder, Kellen Strom. That is the lone run across home tonight for Frisco. The right fielder with a one-out single split the gap left side of the infield and came in to score. First pitch to him. Lifted high in the air out to left center field. Bikina on the move to the wall. That one's gone. A solo shot for Kellen Strom, his second hit of the night and his fifth long ball of the year. Frisco takes a 2-1 lead in the fourth on the solo blast from Kellen Strom.
First home run of the year at home for Kellen Strom. And the first one to left center. He's usually an opposite field man. And, boy, he got out in front of that one. 104 off the bat, 433. That's some big boy power.
And now a slap shot from Garcia down the right field line. Selman on the move and makes the catch. Rough Riders starting to jump on the left-hander, David Leal. Kellen Strom with two outs and the bases clear. A solo homer as he absolutely touched that one over the left center field wall. Frisco taking a 2-1 lead, all done in the fourth. We go to the fifth inning next from Frisco, Texas. Zach Bigley back with you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fifth inning here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders enjoying a 2-1 advantage over the Rockhounds. Marty Bikina, Shane Selman, Saheed Valenzuela, the 3-2 up against Avery Weems. It's 6-7-8 in the order for Midland. Weems back into his wind. He pitches home. Low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders taking the lead on a solo homer by Kellen Strom out to left center field. His first year at home and his fifth of the year. 1-0. Down low and inside, it's two balls and no strikes. It's great to see Kellen Strom get that extra base hit pop going. A double last night, a homer today. That's what you want to see, get that slugging percentage up. 2-0. Outside corner, upper edge for a strike. 2-1. Along with that, batting average climbing up for Strom, who came in hitting .273. Two more hits for him. 2-1. Swinging a foul at the plate, and it's 2-2. Speaking of home runs, Marty Bikina homered back in the second for the lone run for Midland, and he's now homered twice in this series. Five home runs in the year, two in the last 5 days. Weems peers over the top of his glove, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him down low and inside. Fourth strikeout for Avery Weems. One away here in the fifth. Shane Selman makes his way in. Avery Weems pitching really well right now. Over his last four combined starts now. He winds back and deals. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. He has allowed just one run over his last 16 innings. One earned run, I should say. Two runs overall. Really good stuff from Weems in his starts. 0-1. Just off the plate. Missed with a fastball, and the count goes to 1-1 on Selman, who struck out back in the second. Weems peers atop over his glove. 1-1. Chopper foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Rough Rider is hitting another home run on the offensive side. That's now four over the last 2 days after they hit three in their last 10 games before that. Love to see the home run power start to show up a little bit more. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider down low for strikeout number five for Avery Weems. That brings Saheed Valenzuela to the plate. Valenzuela ground out his first time up. Short in stature switch hitter batting from the right side. Rough Riders leading 2-1, top of the fifth, two outs, bases clear. Weems kicks, fires. High fly ball deep down the left field line towards the corner, and it is gone. Saheed Valenzuela ties the game at 2-2 with a solo home run, his fourth of the year here with Midland. And the Rough Riders have now surrendered two solo jacks today. A two-out first-pitch homer for Saheed Valenzuela. 97 miles an hour off the bat, 385 feet. Chase Kalibwig now. Tied at two, top of the fifth. Second solo homer allowed by Weems today. He rocks back, deals. Low and outside, 1-1, no strikes. Weems has had his problems with the solo home runs at times this year. He has his sign, winds and offers in. Just off the outer edge, 2-1 and no strikes. It's now 12 home runs allowed for Weems on the season. First home run surrendered, though, since May 16th, a month ago, against these same Midland Rockhounds. I should say June 16th. 2-0 is slapped foul left side. It's 2-1. First home run in June, or first two home runs in June allowed. Weems the 2-1. Slider inside. 3-1. Kalibwig with an 0-for-5 day yesterday, ending a 17-game on-base streak, which he had an almost 500 on-base percentage. 3-1. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Sliding attempt by Biggers. It goes under his glove out into left field. Kalibwig takes the turn at first, but stops as Martinez gets it back in. And it's a single the opposite way for Kalibwig. Would have been a really tough play for Biggers, moving off to his right, tried to slide and backhand it. Kalibwig runs well also, but went under Biggers' glove. Jeremy Ironman makes his way in now, tied at two, top of the fifth. Two solo home runs today for Midland. Garcia will go out and chat with Weems. Justin Slayton is loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the left field line. Jeremy Ironman at the plate now. He's 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts. This is the portion of the order that you want to attack, and you wouldn't usually hear that because it's the top of the order. But Ironman and Harris are combined 0-for-4 today. And overall in the series, they're combined 3-for-37. An 0-8-1 batting average. Meeting on the mound, over. And Weems ready from the stretch. First pitch to Ironman. He takes low of the zone, one ball, no strikes. Two hits in the series for Ironman, one of them yesterday. A two-run homer in the eighth. That looked like it was going to be the nail in the coffin. Second homer in the inning. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good offering low. 1-1. At that point, that made it 10-4. Midland led. Rough Riders with two runs in the eighth, four in the ninth to tie it, and then they eventually won it. 1-1 pitch. Down low in the dirt. Garcia able to keep it in front, 2-1. Ironman now with 13 homers of the year. After that long ball in the eighth last night. Pulse side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter with two outs. Weems from the stretch. He kicks home. Swing and a miss. Slider under his hands. 2-2. Wind blowing lazily out to left field on this hot day here at Riders Field with a good crowd on hand for a Saturday ball game. Weems from the stretch. 2-2 home. Swinging a soft roller to third. Biggers backs up on it. Fields chest high. Slings it onto first. It's low, and Krim can't pick it out. Ironman safe at first. Kalibwig down to second, and the inning continues. Boy, Jax waited back on that ball. And then came up on it right at the last second. Picked chest high. Threw low onto first, but even a good throw probably wouldn't have gotten him with Ironman's really strong speed going down the line. And Biggers kind of let that ball play him a little bit. So runners at first and second, and here comes Jared Gettert, the Rough Riders manager, out of the dugout. And he is going to get Justin Slayton out of the bullpen. So Avery Weems goes 4 2/3 innings, really strong stuff, allowing just the two runs on the two solo homers. But he does still have responsibility with the two men on base. Justin Slayton out of the bullpen. We'll tell you more about him when we come back. Riders tied up with the Rockhounds at 2-2. You're in the fifth in the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into their bullpen in the fifth inning. Avery Weems out, Justin Slayton in, two aboard, two out, and Brent Harris at the plate. Slayton from the stretch, the right-hander faces a fellow righty, and the first pitch. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes, missing with the curveball. Well, Justin Slayton was in the Rough Riders starting rotation to begin the year. He's dealt with some injury issues. Coming off the IL, he's been inserted into the bullpen. 6.35 ERA for the right-hander so far this year. 1-0 pitch. Just inside, it's two balls and no strikes. 6'4", 222 pounds. He's the number 30 prospect in the Rangers organization. 24 years old, drafted in the third round by the Rangers out of New Mexico in 2019. Slayton stretches, looks back towards second, the 2-0. High, three balls, no strikes. Native of Longview, Texas, Slayton 1-4 this year with a 6.35 earned run average, making his 14th outing this year and his 9th out of the bullpen. He kicks in the 3-0 to Harris. Low and away, ball four in the dirt. So bases loaded for the Rockhounds now. Calabweig to third, Ironman to second, and Harris to first base is the first batter that Slayton sees tonight. He fails to throw a strike to. 34 innings for the right-hander on the year. The biggest thing has been the walks. 46 strikeouts this season, but 31 walks in his 34 innings, and add another, now 32. Kyle McCann steps in, and this is not the guy you want to see at the plate if you're the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander's pinch. Breaking ball low of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Five straight out of the zone for Slayton. Kyle McCann has been a world beater in this series. 6-for-12 entering tonight with three home runs, five runs batted in, and six runs scored. Former University of Florida Gator. 1-0 pitch. High of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Six straight misses to start the night for Slayton. They're getting the wave going here at Riders Field. It's all the screaming you hear. Slayton ties his shoe on the mound. Quick stop in the action. McCann today, a couple ground outs. One to first and one to second. Tied at two here in the top of the fifth inning. Two solo home runs doing the damage for the Rockhounds. Rough Riders, an RBI single from Sandro Fabian, and a solo homer for Kellen Strong. 2-0 pitch. In the air, left side, and foul. And the count goes to 2-1. It would be huge for Slayton to get out of this inning, obviously for the sake of the ball game, but also for the sake of Avery Weems. Only the two runs allowed over his 4 2/3. He's responsible for Calabweig at third and Ironman at second. Slayton rips in the 2-1. High fly ball to center field. Stowers shows his number back near the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. A grand slam for Kyle McCann, his fourth home run of the series, and it's 6-2 Rockhounds here in the fifth. Oh, man, has this guy been good. 103 off the bat, 415 to center. And the Rough Riders now trail 6-2. Goodness gracious. Four homers in this series for McCann, and he gets four RBIs on this swing. Well, two of those runs charged to Weems. His night is now officially closed. Here's Jordan Diaz. And the pitch on the way. Whacked foul in the air right side. Over towards the sweet level. Oh, my goodness. That missed a kid's head by inches. Whew. All right, now they're jumping around. They're happy to get the ball. That's good. 0-1 to Diaz. And the pitch home. In the air right side, similar spot over towards the sweet level. Falls just short of it onto the concourse, 0-2. So Kyle McCann has now driven in 9 in the series and scored 7 times. Two homers in the inning here in the fifth. Zahid Valenzuela and Kyle McCann. Slayton's offering is high. 1-2. McCann entered into this series with 8 home runs. He now has 12. Here's the stretch. 1-2. In the air off the end of the bat, shallow center field. Foscue going back. Stowers coming in from center. He makes the call and puts it away to end the inning. Damage done in a big, big way, though. Five runs across. It comes on four hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. A solo homer and a grand slam here in the fifth for the Rockhounds, and they lead 6-2. We go to the home half of the fifth after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three, call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch ripped to left center field off of Sandro Fabian's bat, and he pulls in into second with a double. Oh, Sandro Fabian. Two for two now, an RBI single in the second, and a double to left center to start things off here in the fifth. And it's 6-2, Midland out in front after a five-run top of the fifth inning. Grand slam and a solo homer. Here's Josh Stowers. First pitch is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Stowers a fly out to right field, his first trip up. David Leal now all of a sudden has a four-run advantage on the other side. Here's the offering in. There's a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have collected four hits. Their runs coming on an RBI single by Sandro Fabian and a solo homer by Kellen Strom. 1-1, changeup outside. Two balls and one strike. And if there's any guy that the Rough Riders have a chance to make their way back in this game against, it's David Leal. 2-1. Low and outside. Three balls and one strike. Rough Riders banged out 14 hits against Leal. Last time head-to-head. 3-1 pitch. In the air, right side, down the line. Selman coasting over, and he watches it. Oh, wow, it bounced on the warning track and up into the seats. Selman might have had a chance at that one. He was just coasting, thinking it was going to go foul into the seats, but it did go foul, just bounced onto the warning track. Might have been able to have a chance to get to that baseball. Instead, it's three balls, two strikes here on Stowers. Oh, not necessarily a second life, but close to it. Fabian at second, nobody out. 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Stowers down on strikes. One away here in the fifth inning for Jax Biggers. Six-two. Midland out in front. Nine-hole hitting Biggers is 0-for-1 today. Fabian takes his lead, and the pitch home. Swing and a miss out in front of a 68-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and it's 0-1. The soft tosser, Leal, is going to have a lot of that. He'll mix his speeds, go all the way down to 66 miles an hour. 82, 83 is the two-seamer. 0-1. Soft roller, first base sign. Diaz comes up from first, picks it, steps on the bag. And there are two outs. Jonathan Ornelas makes his way to the plate now. Ornelas, right-handed batter. Against the left-hander layout, Fabian scooted to third on the ground out. He's there, and the pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Martinez on deck. Rough Riders trying to score Fabian. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. A drive down the left field line and hooking foul into the seats. 0-2. This is game 5 of 6 in this series. And the Rough Riders, after their 6-run comeback yesterday, will have to find another way to come on back in this one, trailing by 4 runs. Their 6-run comeback is their longest since June 18th, 2021. 0-2 slips outside. It's 1-2. That was a game at Corpus Christi that was just a wild ball game. That was part of their 11-game winning streak last year. Rough Riders won in that game in extra innings, coming back from down 6 runs with 7 errors. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Anderson Tejeda set a franchise record with 4 errors in that game. And Jordan Procession, the Riders' catcher, picked up the victory on the mound. He threw 2 shutout innings in that game. 2-2. Pop up on the infield. Left side, Brett Harris called off by Logan Davidson, the shortstop. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the 5th inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the top of the 6th. Rough Riders trailing 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes 1 home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 6-2 as we go to the top of the 6th inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Logan Davidson starts it off against Justin Slayton, the right-hander. He's ready from the stretch and the pitch. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The Rough Riders giving up a 5-spot in that 5th inning. Solo homer and a grand slam from Kyle McCann. 1-0 pitch. High pop-up, left side, foul out of play, 1-1. So with the left-hander Weems, the starter, he gets 2 of those runs saddled on his line on the grand slam. He gives up a total of 4 all earned. Justin Slayton, the right-hander, and now Logan Davidson, the switch hitter, flipping around and batting from the left side in this at-bat. Davidson 0 for 2 today. Pitch on the way. Hard liner into right center field. A long run for Strom. It's over his head. Kicks off the wall. Stowers plays it off the wall from center field and fires it back in. Davidson at second with a leadoff double. His 13th double of the year. Marty Bacchina now. Bacchina homered back in the second. He's 1 for 2. 6-2 our score. Midland leads. Top of the sixth. Justin Slayton had a really strong final year at New Mexico, leading to that third round selection. He's ready from the stretch. And the pitch on the way. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. But it was never really guaranteed that he would be even at New Mexico. An injury in high school kept him out of a lot of showcases and missed his entire senior year due to an injury. The 1-0 outside, two balls, no strikes. He came back in summer baseball, and he was pitching in club baseball. He was pitching in Dallas. A Longview, Texas native, he would drive 3 hours to Dallas, pitch an inning, and then drive all the way back home. It's kind of just how it was coming back from injury. 2-0 pitch on the way to Bacchina. Breaking ball, low and outside on the curve, three balls, no strikes. And he just happened to be pitching in a game where the son of the head coach at New Mexico was watching. And he said, hey, this guy's pretty good. He called up his father and he said, hey, you should come take a look at this guy. And instead of coming out and taking a look, he said, what, you think he's pretty good? The son said, yeah. The pitch is high for ball four, and the first two have reached here in the sixth inning for Shane Selman. He said, okay, I trust you. And before even coming out and watching him pitch, he had an offer to pitch at New Mexico. While there at New Mexico, he dealt with some adversity in his first 2 years, especially his sophomore season. He dealt with mono early in the year, lost a ton of weight, really didn't feel like himself, and the numbers truly showed that. Here's the stretch, and the pitch on the way. Curveball, strike at the top of the zone, it's 0-1. And then after that season, he went to play summer baseball in the Northwoods League. And the coaching staff there completely tinkered with his motion and his pitch grips, and it changed him as a pitcher to the positive. 0-1, curveball, just high of the zone. The count evens at one ball and one strike. 6-2 our score. Midland leads top six. Nobody out, two aboard. And that led to his wonderful junior season and a third-round selection. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. And if you follow college baseball, you know that the Mountain West Conference is not a very favorable place to pitch for pitchers. A lot of high elevation, a lot of very hitter-friendly ballparks in that conference. Slayton was the highest selected draft pick out of New Mexico as a pitcher. The offering is low and away, and it's 2-2. Since the mid-80s, when he was picked in the third round. Very proud of New Mexico, and said he loved being a Lobo. Two and two on Shane Selman in a big spot here in the sixth inning with two aboard and nobody out. He flicks it home. Just high of the zone of the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's three balls, two strikes. He has his sign. Ready from the stretch. And the offering in is high and away, ball four, and the bases are loaded again. So double walk-walk to start things in the sixth inning. Saheed Valenzuela makes his way into the plate. He homered his last time up. Already a grand slam in this game for Midland. Jeff Andrews comes out of the dugout for the Rough Riders, and he'll go have a chat with his right-hander. Frisco will get their bullpen up and loosening as well as Josh Smith is going to start throwing. Andrews making his way out to the mound. Tough spot for Justin Slayton. Slayton has struggled with his command this year. Those back-to-back walks make it three now in the outing for him. He's faced six men and only retired one. Walk, grand slam, fly out to center. Double walk, walk. Saheed Valenzuela, the switch hitter, bats from the left side now. Bases full of rock hounds. Right-hander's bit. High with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Six to our score, Midland leads. 1-0 pitch. Chopper out to second. Foscue has it. Flicks on to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Davidson comes in to score from third. Bikina to third. Selman out at second base for the first down of the inning. And Saheed Valenzuela with the RBI fielder's choice. 7-2 Midland leads. There's the first out of the inning, though. Chase Kalibwig makes his way in now. We've been trying to update you on the Futures game as things go along, and some good news for the Rough Riders side of things. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Misses down in the dirt, skips away off to the right side of the catcher, Garcia, and Bikina comes in to score from third. A wild pitch, and it's now 8-3, or 8-2, I should say. Valenzuela up to second. Rough Riders could certainly use some good news right now, and here is some. Dustin Harris, who got the start at first base for the American League, 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI, and Jack Leiter threw a scoreless inning. So really good stuff by the Rough Riders in the Futures game. Slayton from the stretch with the runner at second, one out. Two runs in the inning, it's 8-2 Midland. The pitch. High of the zone. And it's two balls, no strikes. Kalibwig is 1-for-2 in tonight's ballgame with a single and a run scored back in the fifth. Pitch home. Fouled out of Garcia's glove back behind home. And it's 2-1. Eight runs on six hits. A lot of walks from the Rough Riders. I say a lot, just the three from Justin Slayton over the last two frames. 3-1. There's another, ball four. Or actually, that was the 2-1, beg your pardon. It's now 3-1. A 3-1 to Kalibwig, left-handed batter. Slayton stretches, and he pitches home. Inside, there it is, ball four. So runners at first and second now on the fourth walk from Slayton. And Jared Getter out of the Riders' dugout. He's going to make the pitching change. But Slayton didn't have it today. He retires just one batter out of the eight he sees. And he's still responsible for the men at first and second. Josh Smith will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Rough Riders down big in this one, 8-2. Return after this in the Riders Baseball Network here in the top of the sixth.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to Riders Field, top of the sixth inning. It's 8-2. Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds. Two more runs in this sixth inning as Justin Slayton goes just a third of an inning and is still responsible for both men out on the base paths right now. One out in the inning. I should say two-thirds of an inning for Slayton. And Josh Smith on the hill. First pitch to Jeremy Eierman just misses, and it's one ball and no strikes on the fastball. So Jeremy Eierman up at the plate. Saheed Valenzuela at second. Chase Calabuig at first. This game was flying through four innings, and then it is really slowed down here in the fifth and sixth. The 1-0. Fly ball hit well to deep center field. Stowers turns around back to the warning track. He's under it to make the catch. Both runners stay. And there are two outs here in the sixth inning on a ball creamed at 101 off the bat. Well, Brett Harris makes his way to the dish now. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Two our score, Midland leads. Smith from the stretch, he kicks and fires. Harris swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Josh Smith taking over for Justin Slayton. Smith has been really good with the Rough Riders since coming up from High A. Smith, the 25-year-old, 6'5", 205 pounds. He stretches. 0-1. Strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-2. So far with the Rough Riders, Smith making his ninth appearance. He's 2-0 with a 1.64 ERA. 11 outings, 7 strikeouts to 5 walks. 11 innings, I should say. Opponents hitting .231 against him. Valenzuela leads from second, Calabuig from first. Smith looks back towards second, the 0-2. Way outside, up and away. One ball, two strikes. Well, 5 runs in the fifth inning. And 2 more here in the sixth for Midland. 8-2 they lead it. Third base side of the rubber. Smith the stretch. And the 1-2. Down in the dirt. Garcia blocks. Keeps it in front. 2-2. Rough Riders with a couple pitching changes as Avery Weems went 4 2/3 innings in his start. His line is finalized. 4 runs, all earned on 4 hits. 1 walk, 5 Ks. Two 2-2. Just low of the zone. Three balls, two strikes. Justin Slayton, two-thirds of an inning. Four runs all earned as it stands now on two hits. Here's the 3-2. Runners go. It is low for ball four. Bases loaded again. Smith issues his first walk of the outing. Here's the eighth man up in the inning. It's Kyle McCann. Oh, goodness. Kyle McCann again. Well, Kyle McCann, his last time up, a grand slam. He hits with the bases loaded. He has four home runs in this series, nine RBIs. Smith, the pitch on the way. McCann takes low and outside, 1-0. I don't think there's any debate he's going to be the player of the week in the Texas League this week. I haven't even seen what everyone else has been doing, but can't imagine it's better than McCann. Bases chocked full of rock hounds. 1-0. Low and outside, two balls, no strikes. We documented it earlier, but McCann was hitting 130 against the Rough Riders, 3-for-23, head-to-head, coming into this series. And now all he's done is go 7-for-15 with the four homers. 2-0 pitch. McCann takes high and outside, three balls, no strikes. Jordan Diaz, the dangerous right-handed batter, is on deck. Riders infield to pull, outfield straight up. 3-0 pitch. McCann takes on the upper edge outside corner. It's 3-1. Left on left. Smith from the stretch. 3-1. Dots the outside corner. A strike. 3-2. Runners will take off on this pitch. Smith looks in. He's ready from the stretch. And the payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive to center, drops in for a base hit. Valenzuela in, Calabuig on his heels, he scores, throw goes to third, and Harris is safe there. A two-run single for Kyle McCann, give him 11 RBIs in the series, and six today. It's now 10-2, Midland leads. Goodness gracious. Runners on the corners, still two outs. Both those runs charged to Slayton. His line is now finalized, giving up six runs in two-thirds of an inning. McCann at first base, and Jordan Diaz hits now. You're not out of the woods with Diaz. First pitch. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Ornelas to his left, fields, flips underhand to second. They get McCann, and the inning comes to a close. Four runs across, and it comes on just two hits. No errors, and two left on the base paths. All Midland in this one, 10-2, as we go to the home half of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We'll be right back.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's rock!
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together, and that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Sun's starting to set here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders trailing big time to the Rockhounds 10-2 on this Saturday evening. J.P. Martinez leads it off. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Well, the game of baseball can be very cruel, and it can also be very interesting. Leal back into his wind, and the 0-1 toss. Just inside, it's one ball and one strike. Last time the Rough Riders faced Leal, they had 5 runs on 14 hits over 5 innings. That has not been the case through his first 5 tonight. 1-1. Inside to Martinez, and it's 2-1. Leal has allowed just 4 hits and 2 runs. He's coming off a game in which he went 7 innings, allowing just 2 runs against Corpus. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a foul back into McCann's glove, and the count goes to 2-2. And tonight it's been Midland. Well, really, it's been Kyle McCann. 6 RBIs for McCann tonight. 2-2. Swinging a foul off of McCann, the catcher. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grand slam and a 2-run single for Kyle McCann. He has 11 RBIs in the series. 10-2 our score. 10 runs on 7 hits for Midland. Rough Riders, 2 runs on 4 hits. 2-2 pitch. Inside to Martinez. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez 0-2 today. Leal the 3-2. Soft tapper, foul right side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Beautiful sunset here at Riders Field. Pinkish clouds all around us, especially out in left center field. 3-2 pitch on the way. Soft grounder right side of the infield. Ironman swallows it up. The second baseman slings it to first and gets Martinez. One out for Blaine Crim. The Rough Riders will finish off this series tomorrow at 6:05. Marvel Superhero Night. Looking forward to having all the superheroes out here and seeing all the young fans dressed up as well. First pitch. Crim swings and misses over the top of a breaking toss. And it's 0-1. He's 0-2 tonight. 10-2 our score. Midland leads bottom six. Rough Riders will turn to Cody Bradford tomorrow in the start. 0-1. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line and foul. 0-2. Ty Dameron will go for the Rockhounds. Guy the Rough Riders have seen plenty of over the last couple of years. Looking forward to what should be a really fun series finale, and then looking forward to the All-Star break. Long All-Star break. 4 off days. Can't remember the last time that happened. 0-2. Outside, 1-2. Usually it's just 3 days. Leal, the 1-2. Low and outside to Crim, and it's 2-2. Crim rocketed a ball off his bat his last time up on a line out to third at 109 off the bat. Brett Harris made a diving catch off to his left to rob him. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the right side in foul territory. Selman a long run, and he can't get it. It hits off the warning track and bounces up into the stands. Still 2-2 on Crim. And 0-for-2 today, but Krim has really been seeing the ball well and swinging it well lately. He entered 4-for-9 in the series after missing the first two games. Overall, in the month of July, Krim is hitting .311 in his 11 games, not counting today. A home run and 10 RBIs. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him at the knees, inside corner. Krim did not like it. Almost like a disappointed dad looking back at Chris Presley Murphy. Puts his tail between his legs and walks back to the dugout. Two outs here in the sixth. 10-2. Midland out in front. Justin Foscue climbs in. Right-handed batter against the left-handed pitching layout. Offering in. He swings, pops it high in the air, right side, foul territory. Diaz, the first baseman under it, makes a basket catch in the warning track, and the side comes to a close. No runs for the Rough Riders, no hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Leal cruising through his six innings of work. Top seven coming up. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play. When we come back, it's 10-2. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds to the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rolling on Saturday night in Frisco, Texas. Rockhounds all over Frisco tonight. 10-2, Midland leading the way as we start the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley happy to be with you on this July 16th. Just about 10 minutes to 9. First pitch in the top of the seventh, runs in there for a taken, called strike. And it's 0-1. Logan Davidson standing in. Frisco hoping for, honestly, anything but the last two innings. 0-1 pitch. Thought about, but it runs low. One ball, one strike to the shortstop, Davidson. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Five runs for Midland in the top of the fifth. Four more in the sixth. Only out hitting Frisco 7-4. 1-1. Finds the inner edge as Davidson threw the hands up. But Smith nipping that inner zone. It's one ball and two strikes. Davidson will step out. Not only has David Leal been able to soldier his way through this ballgame and get through six innings tonight. Four strikeouts, no walks, only two earned runs on four hits. The Rough Riders had 14 on him in the last time that Leal and the Rockhounds visited Frisco. 1-2. Just off the plate. Boy. Two balls, two strikes. But when you replace a soft tosser and you go to your bullpen, it's likely whoever you go to, it's an immediate bump up in the velocity. And now with only the seventh, eighth, ninth in front of you and eight runs to overcome. 2-2. Hard chopper left side. Biggers can't get there. Ornelas runs it down. Leaps a throw to first. Not in time. Ornelas currently about 7 feet in foul territory just by the padded wall.
as he was running away from first. Had it not been the speedy shortstop Logan Davidson, maybe the first out. And what an out it would have been. Infield base hit, the second hit of the night for Davidson. Now Marty McKenna next. Biggers playing a little bit in, the third baseman. And then Ornelas, the second line of defense, able to get there. First pitch to McKenna, missing outside. 92 miles an hour from Smith. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders and Rock Hounds playing their fifth game of a six-game series tonight. 1-0 pitch. A wave and a miss down and in. It's 1-1. Again, 92 from Smith, the left-hander. We had talked about earlier this week, or earlier in tonight's broadcast, should say, that since the start of the week, despite a lot of runs scored and a lot of long balls from Midland, 1-1. Tapper weakly hit up towards short. Ornelas cuts it off. No throw to second, so he elects to go to first. And it's in time to beat McKenna. Davidson down to second, and there's the first out of the top of the seventh for Smith and the Rough Riders. A weak chopper that had it been hit any harder, maybe a chance for two. Biggers from third was moving towards second and wanted to elect to cut it off and maybe try and get the leadoff man Davidson, the lead runner, should say. One out recorded. Shane Selman standing in now. Lefty-righty, and the first pitch down and in, blocked behind the plate. David Garcia, the Rough Riders' backstop tonight. Frisco at a time had three between Procession, Garcia, and Watley. But for a majority of the season, at least one, not in the active loop, be it on the short-term injured list, or with Procession recently joining from Arizona. 1-0 cranked on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davidson down to third as Martinez relays it back in quickly. Runners at the corners with one out, and the Rockhounds starting to rev the engine back up in the seventh. Only one gone, Midland leading 10-2 on Saturday night. Rough Riders overcame the six-run deficit last night, which is really hard to believe. If you gave Frisco even two more runs, a 10-4 ball game, you'd feel hard pressed for a comeback, but they did just that, overcoming a 6-run gap of adversity. They did it last night with 4 in the ninth to force extras. Runners at the corners on each end of Smith in his first pitch, missing a little high and in. One ball, no strikes to Saheed Valenzuela, the left fielder. Selman at first with the second hit of the inning. 8 home runs this year despite a .199 average. The 1-0 pitch. Upstairs. 91 from Smith. 2 balls, no strikes. Might be a bullpen effort from here on out for the Rough Riders after Avery Weems was forced out in the top of the fifth inning. Couldn't close the frame and exited with 4 2/3. Ended up giving up 4 earned runs tonight. 2-0 toss. Chopper left side. Biggers comes in, cuts it off, and it dies underneath his glove in the infield. On the second bounce, it slipped underneath the leather of Jax Biggers, the third baseman, charging in. And as he reached down and tried to, likely with thoughts of two, it just evaded his glove and just stopped bouncing right in the grass. A run does score from third. It's Logan Davidson across. 11-2 Rockhounds extending their lead on a ball in the infield that just nestled into the grass. So now second and first for the Rockhounds. Bottom of the order, the designated hitter, Chase Calabuig. Lefty-lefty. First pitch is sent hard in the air to left center field. Stowers on the move, and it finds the gap. Selman around third, looking to score. Valenzuela to third, and he's in there standing. RBI double for Chase Calabuig. Another run in for the Rockhounds. It's 12-2 Midland in the seventh. Just the third pitch to Valenzuela, and then Calabuig, the first offer to him, roped it the opposite way. Jeff Andrews wanting to come out, and the infield will come in for Smith. Folks watching on stream not long ago saw Grant Anderson up and getting loose for the Rough Riders down in the home bullpen. Seattle ended up clipping Texas at Globe Life tonight, 3-2 the final, and the Rangers approaching the end of the first half of the Major League season and just catching a red-hot Seattle Mariners team, even on the road, winning a lot of ball games. But for Frisco, they can share some commonalities with other scores around the Texas League. We've seen some big outcomes this week, and there's a couple of them tonight. Wichita and Arkansas has already gone final, and the Wind Surge with a walk-off win 7-6 over Arkansas at Riverfront. Trip to the mound is over. Second and third for the top of the order. Jeremy Ironman, first pitch to him. Fastball finds the inner edge of the zone, 0-1. Already four hits in this inning for Midland as they scored five in the fifth, four in the sixth, and now two more runs already in the seventh. One out. Only play in the infield's at first. Lefty righty to Ironman, the pitch. High and outside. One ball, one strike. Two-run double from Chase Calabuig, punctuating this top of the seventh. It had been all hits, base hits, base hits, from Davidson, Selman, and Valenzuela. 1-1 pitch in the air, flared foul behind Midland's dugout. And now Smith in a good spot, one ball, two strikes. San Antonio and Amarillo are tied at five runs, nine hits apiece and two errors apiece. All three of those facets of the box score the exact same tonight. Springfield routing Tulsa at home. 1-2. In the air to left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Martinez coming in to cut it off. Here comes Calabuig from second. No throw to the plate, and he's in there standing. Two-run single for Jeremy Ironman. Four in the seventh for Midland. And it's 14-2 tonight. Likely a lot of pent-up aggression from last night's outcome, and Midland taking it out on Frisco on the box score. Now here comes Jared Gettert. Looks like Grant Anderson going to be checking his way into the ball game, making his way from the home bullpen up the left field line, so we've got ourselves a pitching change. We'll step aside for it. Come back with us and talk about the numbers of Grant Anderson this season, as Jared Gettert taking Josh Smith out of the ballgame in the top of the seventh. Pitching change back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All right, back to Riders Field in the top of the seventh. Midland already with four runs in. And Grant Anderson out on the mound for Frisco. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on the first pitch from Anderson. Sliding off the edge of the plate. One ball, no strikes to Brett Harris. An inning that has now seen five hits from Midland. Only one out. One ball, no strike as Anderson kicks and throws. That drops in. The slider at 78. And it's one ball and one strike. Grant Anderson making his 29th appearance this season. 42 and a third, 56 punch-outs for the right-hander. Port Arthur, Texas. The 1-1. Just missing off the plate. Goes to the sinker this time. Couldn't get the snap back on it. And backdoor Harris. Two balls and a strike. Only extra base hit came from Chase Kalibwig, the nine-hitter. A two-run double in the seventh. 2-1. Lifted in the air, and this might sneak behind home plate. Mask off for Garcia right next to the double R, makes a catch. A sigh of relief on a second out in the top of the seventh. Midland with 13 runs in the last three. This was a nice, harmless, safe, enjoyable 2-1 ball game until a couple of innings ago. It's just been all downhill.
Now it's been nightmarish. Three straight innings of eight guys coming to the plate for Midland. Owie.
Now here comes the catcher, Kyle McCann. The big bruiser waves and misses at the first pitch he sees. 0-1.
What more can this guy do, huh?
I think he's pitched a case. He had a great point about offensive player of the week in the Texas League. Not asking for it, taking it with how he's played this week. Has a runner at first and two gone. The 0-1 missing down and outside from McCann. One ball and one strike.
Here are his credentials, 8 for 16, 4 home runs, 11 RBIs, 7 runs scored. Not too bad.
Grand slam tonight. Righty-lefty from Anderson, and the 1-1's in the air. Out to right field with Strom underneath it. Little to his right, and makes the catch. Jam shot from Anderson to get the final out of the top of the seventh inning. But not before Midland tacks four more onto their total on Saturday night. And we have finally arrived to the seventh inning stretch. 14-2. Rockhounds out in front. Bottom of the seventh innings next at Riders Field.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does. And since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's David Leal, the left-hander, back out on the mound for Midland. They send him for the seventh tonight. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you from Riders Field, and the Rockhounds blowing it open in the last stretch of innings. And Kellen Strom before this at-bat says that took way too long and called for time. 0-1.
Yeah, pitch clock violation on Strom. Took too long to get in the box.
I thought he was in. He must have been not in from the right side. So 0-1-1, the at-bat starts. Lefty-righty to him, and the first pitch is a registered strike, and it now works 0-2. Midland with four runs on five hits in the top of the inning. Kellen Strom with one of two runs across tonight. He's came across home plate as them both. The 0-2 missing down and away. 5-6-7 for Frisco in the bottom of the seventh inning. He had a base hit with one out in the second, and then Sandro Fabian, an RBI, bloop, base hit out to left center field. Strom scored from second. Next toss. Hard hit ball to short on one hop. Davidson makes the stab, throws to first, and they got him. Strom on one bounce, lasered one to the shortstop Davidson, and got it to first in time. Now six in a row retired after the Rough Riders went down 1-2-3 in the sixth. Sandro Fabian led off the fifth inning with his second hit of the night, and it was a double to kickstart the Riders in the fifth, but nothing after that. And again, seven in a row retired since. Leal, the next toss to Garcia, is blooped off the bat. Jam shot over the net behind home, 0-1. Frisco offensively with not much to write home about after Strom and Fabian. The right fielder, Strom, with a 2-for-3 night now. 0-1, hard grounded ball towards short. Davidson on a run to his left, gloves it, throws to first. Ball pops onto the glove of Diaz as he came off the bag, and Garcia's save. The throw took Diaz a little bit to his left. He jumped, gloved it, reached behind his left shoulder, and tried to swipe the shoulder of Garcia running by him. He did, but the ball popped out. Davidson steadied and a little bit of a wide throw, and as Diaz came down with his left hand, it hit the ball of the left shoulder of David Garcia right on top, and the ball popped out. So still only one out, and Garcia reaches on what will likely be a throwing error that pulled Diaz off the bat from Logan Davidson at short. Sandro Fabian's next. First pitch. Lifted in the air. Hard hit to right field. That's dropping in for a base hit. Garcia around second, heading for third, and he'll get there standing. Third hit of the night for Sandro Fabian. He's pacing the way at the plate for Frisco. Runners at the corners, only one out. Josh Doris now to the plate. Looking to keep the Rough Riders moving on the bases tonight. Fabian's most hits in a ball game. He had four to begin the month of June in Wichita. So three tonight makes it consecutive nights in three-hit territory. Did it last night's game. Lefty-righty. Leal's first pitch. It falls outside. 1-0. Garcia, who reached on the air to second and third on the base hit from Fabian. It had a lot of loft to it. Looked like it was on a line, but just floated and then started to tail away from Bikina. 1-0. Low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. 14-2 Midland in the bottom of the seventh. Rockhounds offensively have been carrying a lot of the load in the win stretch. 2-0. Late swing from Stowers, and he bounds one foul. Rockhounds dugout. It's 2-1. Offense has really been the big hill to overcome for Frisco this week. Get a couple of tough arms out of the Rockhounds bullpen, but for the most part, it's been essentially the biggest battle of trying to keep up in the sprint with the offense. 2-1. Ball floats down and away. Three balls and a strike. You're mentioning Kyle McCann entering this series. I mean, a guy that finished June with a 167 average in the month. On the season, he entered the Frisco series with a 224 batting average. 3-1 from Stowers is lifted in the air up the first base side. Diaz all the way over by the tarp and can't adjust to make the catch. At the last second, had to try and go a little bit deeper up the line and couldn't get there. Three balls, two strikes, runners at the corners and one out. Since the series has started, for McCann. His batting average this season, in the month of July, it's up to a 290. And up now to a 242. Going to be impressed what it even jumps to by the time that tonight's game over with. 3-2 to Stowers, again spoiled foul. We'll do it over again. McCann had a great month of April, finished with a 306, but again, tough efforts at the plate on a 239 in May and a 167 in June. He's bounced back in July. 3-2. Stowers cranks it third base side, gloved by Harris, throws to second for one, to first, not in time. Garcia at third, it was so hardly hit to Harris up the line, didn't move. So Stowers safe at first base. Fabian the only out recorded in the play at second. Garcia at third on the E6. Stowers at first on the fielder's choice. Now here's Jax Biggers.
And I think as David Garcia goes on in his career, he'll know probably to go home on that. In a 14-2 game, Davidson, or Harris, I should say, at third is definitely going for the double play, not going for the run trying to score, leading by 12 runs.
First pitch to Biggers. That's a called strike, 0-1. Yeah, and it was an attempt by Garcia to start up, or I should say down the third baseline, going towards the plate, whichever your preference, but then stopped, turned, and went back. 0-1. Down and outside from McCann. Backstop for the Rockhounds. We were just talking about his offensive success behind the plate tonight. Six hits coming into tonight's ball game against the Rough Riders in the series. 1-1. Dots the outer edge. One ball, two strikes. So make it four consecutive nights for the catcher with a home run in McCann. And his tonight, a grand slam. One ball, two strikes to Biggers, the pitch. Down and away. Third baseman working the count even. Two balls, two strikes with two aboard. Bottom of the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing 14-2 tonight. There was a 10-4 Midland lead in last night's game before the Rough Riders decided they weren't quite done. How big was that win to keep Midland at two wins, now sitting at three, if they can pull this off tonight? 2-2 toss. Biggers slaps one behind the net. Little blue foul ball, and the count stays even. Unless the Rough Riders have another rabbit in the hat, this time they'll need a pretty big rabbit, trailing 14-2. It would give Midland a 3-2 series advantage going into Sunday's finale, and to close until the All-Star break. 2-2, ground ball towards second. Ironman on the move, scoops it up, throws to first, and it's in time. Rough Riders with a couple base runners. As Garcia reaches on an error, Fabian a hit, three total, but no runs in, and two left aboard. Scoreless for Frisco in the seventh, 14-2 Midland out in front as we go to the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The
series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In front of a crowd of 6,905 tonight, Mark Church out on the mound for Frisco to begin the top of the eighth inning. 14-2, the score in tonight's ballgame as Church toes the rubber. Certainly not a pressure situation for the right-hander Church. Out on the mound at 21 years old, the native of the ATL. Right-hander takes over for Frisco in the eighth. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. Facing Jordan Diaz to get things going, 4-5-6. Church kicks, fires, and the first pitch at 94 zips inside as Diaz was scooted back 1-0. Church already an appearance in this series against Midland. 1-0 toss, wave and a miss. Diaz reaching outside on a good offer from the right-hander, 1-1. Mark's been a great guy to get to know in the last couple of days, in the last couple of weeks since he's come up from High A Hickory. And a bright smile as he continues to soak it in. The 1-1 slap foul. 1-2 to the first baseman, Jordan Diaz. Texas drafted Church in the 18th round in 2019. Time called at the plate. Didn't make his pro debut, though, in that draft summer. He was bumped until 2020. Well, that didn't work out with the global pandemic, and so it was 2021, all with Down East, the 1-2 upstairs. Touched it up to 96. Church working with an even count. Nobody out. Just started the eighth inning. Break even to Diaz. Inside, and it gets away from the catcher. Procession at 96 again from the flame-throwing right-hander. So Garcia takes a couple steps to feed one back to Church. Counts full. 2021 for Church, he made 19 appearances, struck out 49 batters, and only 8 walks in 27 and a third innings. Payoff pitch home. Chopper weakly hit. Church off the mound and runs it down. Takes it all the way himself and says, excuse me, at first. One unassisted. You don't see that too much. And Diaz retired to begin the eighth.
Former high school shortstop right there showing it off. Nice play by Churchy.
Blank rim there if he needed him. But no assistance required for Mark Church. Righty-lefty matchup now to Logan Davidson, the switch hitter. First pitch at 97. Pump it up for strike one. Might have even been a little bit hotter. No balls in a strike to Davidson, the pitch. Breaking ball outside. And the count's 1-1.
Well, Church was our story on our program here at the ballpark this week. What a great story he was. I mean, this is a guy who had never pitched in high school and just pitched when he was growing up. He was playing shortstop. He had an offer from a small college, North Carolina A&T. His buddy bet him that he couldn't hit 88 off the mound. Went up there, hit 90, and he said he never wanted to take another ground ball in his life. He went right home, talked to his parents, said, hey, I'm going to be a pitcher now. And then he went out and threw in his senior year, only threw about 25 innings before being drafted by the Texas Rangers. In a really cool way, he was discovered. They were playing a guy who was definitely going to get drafted. There were all these scouts out there. And in about the fifth inning, Church entered the game. All the scouts were starting to pack up their things and leave. He hit 94, and all of a sudden, all the scouts kind of came back in and started watching him pitch.
1-1 from Church. Little lazy fly ball out to shallow right center field. Stower is charging in and can't get to it. That one was blooped so hard that it just finally fell. 74 off the bat on a pop-up single from Logan Davidson. One out, base hit, and now Marty Bikinas next.
All those scouts came back in. They watched him pitch, and then he wasn't even sure if he was going to get drafted. He was picked in the 18th round. And as soon as he saw his name called, he knew he was going to go play pro baseball.
Back on the bump. First pitch to Marty Bikina, missing inside 1-0. We mentioned that the core group has, for the most part, by and large, stayed the same with Frisco, but the guys that have come up, a large majority, matter of fact, all pitchers. One ball, no strikes to Bikina. There's a taken strike at 85 from Church, 1-1. Mark Church been one of those guys. Josh Smith, Tristan Polley, Joe Corbett, other guys that come to your mind, especially recently. 1-1, tapped at the plate, foul, and it's now 1-2. And he's just been a great addition. I mean, you look at a guy in high velocity, and then he's been dotting his other stuff. The secondary pitches around pretty nicely as well.
He spent a little time on the development list, so we haven't seen him a ton, but just in his ability to be a good clubhouse guy as well, he's been awesome. And you mentioned a lot of those relievers coming up together from Hickory. Well, they all stick together pretty closely.
1-2. Called strike three. 95 miles an hour. And there's two gone on the backward strikeout. Church with his first K of the night. Two gone in the eighth inning. Boy, he looked pretty good in his first appearance of the week. Faced Midland on July 13th in an inning. No runs, walks, hits, and two strikeouts in that lone inning against the Rockhounds. Righty-righty matchup on Shane Selman. The first pitch, rip and a miss. Gun run 97 from Church, and it's 0-1.
You mentioned all the promotions up. Well, Cole Reagans got the start last night for Triple-A Round Rock and a quality start. Six innings, three runs, six strikeouts.
0-1, shot over the net behind home plate. And now no balls, two strikes for Church with two outs, a runner at first base. And looking to do what no one's been able to do since Avery Weems did it in the fourth inning. It's posted zero on the box score for the Rockhounds. 0-2 pitch, down and blocked by Garcia. And Davidson will remain put at first base, 1-2. 13 runs scored by the Rockhounds in their last three innings of work offensively. I think the toughest part is all have been unanswered. Midland racing out offensively, and the Rough Riders may be feeling a bit overwhelmed. They've been facing soft tosser David Leal on the other end of things, who just finished his seventh inning of work and only two runs on five hits. 1-2. Dropped in, but just missed. And the count's now two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the eighth. Rockhounds on 13 hits tonight, starting to pull away the 2-2. Called strike three, popped out of the glove of Garcia, but Davidson stranded at first and throws down just to be sure. That'll do it for Midland. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two strikeouts for the right-hander Mark Church, who continues to impress since his promotion from High A Hickory. All done in the top half. Frisco back to the plate, and they need runs, a lot of them. 1-2-3 in Ornelas Martinez Krim, due up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for Back to School Night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Rappenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Ruhlengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Juan Decent-Charles out on the mound for Midland as we start the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jared with you alongside Zach Bigley. Playing game 5 of 6 of this lone full homestand in the month of July at Riders Field. Juan Decent-Charles standing at 6'4", 255 pounds from the DR. Righty-righty to the top of the Frisco order to Johnny Ornelas. First pitch at 98, zip outside for ball one. Ornelas tonight 0-for-3 in the top of the card, despite the 322 average you see for him. 1-0 from Charles, slapped foul. Went back to the fastball again, 98 miles an hour. Ornelas just taps it over the Rockhounds dugout, and it's 1-1. Closing in on the end of the first half of the Major League season, that means the All-Star break right around the corner. 1-1. Tough call, down and in as it catches the zone to Ornelas, who doesn't like it, and it's 1-2. Practically here as the Futures game kicking things off. And it was the American League edging the National League future prospects tonight by a pair of runs. Only a 7-inning ball game. Jack Leiter making an appearance. Dustin Harris getting the AL on the scoreboard in the first. 1-2 to Ornelas. Did he go? He did not. Appeal up the first baseline. Steven Rios Jr. says no. And makes a count to Ornelas even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rios Jr. will be our plate umpire tomorrow. Presley Murphy shifting to third. Mike Carroll, the crew chief, at first. Remember, a 6:05 start time. 2-2. Slapped in the air to right field, and that'll drop in for a base hit. Got to Selman pretty quickly on a hop at 1:06 off the bat from Johnny Ornelas, and a pitch from Charles that got up to 99. Ornelas fighting fire with fire for a leadoff base hit. Battle of an at-bat between Charles and Ornelas, won by the shortstop. Runner aboard and nobody gone for J.P. Martinez. Charles sets, and the first pitch, shot back to the net on a foul ball, and it's 0-1. Seedings released for the 2022 Home Run Derby, and it's Kyle Schwarber from the Phillies that has the top seed, and he'll be paired with Uncle Albert, Albert Pujols, the 8 seed. No balls and a strike. Down and in. Counts even up to Martinez, who's also 0-for-3 tonight. A lot of the Rough Riders order getting production from Kellen Strom and Sandro Fabian. Strom with both of the runs scored, and Fabian bringing him in once of the 2 runs on the scoreboard. 1-1 toss. Chopper right side. Tough play for Ironman. The second baseman makes a running stab deep in the hole. Throw to first, and it's in time. Boy, Martinez was flying up the first baseline. Ornelas to second, and he almost beat it out for an infield base hit. One gone for the first baseman, Blaine Krim. Schwarber, the National League home run leader with 28 this year. And as of a couple nights ago, only trailing Aaron Judge by 2 for the lead in all of Major League Baseball, who has 30. First pitch to Krim, blasted in the air to shallow left field. That drops in front of Valenzuela for a base hit. Ornelas now coming around third, the throw to the plate, and it's in time. Ornelas nabbed at the dish.
and robs Blaine Krim of a run-scoring single. Another 106 shot off the bat from Charles. This time it's Blaine Krim who picks up the hit, but Ornelas out, trying to stretch at the plate. It was a pretty ambitious send, as Ornelas really just looked like he wanted to try to do it himself around third and look to score. And the relay from Valenzuela to Davidson right on the doorstep of the catcher, McCann. Righty-righty, and the first pitch to Justin Foscue gets away from the catcher, McCann, but he tracks it down 1-0. The tag applied actually stubbed the foot of Ornelas as he popped right up in the air on the tag and looked like he was still shy of the plate. Second hit of the inning, but your lead man at first base. Two gone quickly. Foscue the 1-0 to him. Down and outside. That one hit 100. Two balls, no strikes to Foscue. .100 from Wandyson Charles. Two balls, no strikes to Foscue. Pitch on its way. That a called strike at 98. Fluttering around the high 90s. Flame-throwing right-hander Wandyson Charles at 25 years old. But a 10.87 earned run average entering this appearance. The walks. 2-1. Missing inside. Three balls and a strike. Of course, Oakland trying to see if they can straighten out the control on a whip this year of a 2.48. 27 strikeouts in 27 innings. Three balls and a strike home. Tapper at the plate, foul. Now the count's full. Runner at first base and two gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing tonight 14-2. On top of the 27 walks in 27 innings, 39 hits given up by Charles in 28 walks. Hitters averaging a .331 against the tall right-hander. Payoff pitch, runner goes, slapped foul. We'll do it all over again. Been in the athletic system since his days in the Dominican Summer League in 2015. 12 appearances for him, and all of them starts. That was it. After that point, Charles has made one start, and it came as a spot start in 2018 with Vermont in the New York Penn League. 3-2 pitch. Runner goes again. Ground ball up the middle. Davidson can't get to it. Krim around second and now heading for third, and he'll be in there easily. Third hit of the inning for Frisco, but trying to get runs. Justin Foscue with a base hit, his first of the night. Krim on the 3-2 pitch was moving to second, and a ground ball scooted right over the mound, and the shortstop Davidson deep in the hole couldn't flag it down. Gives Kellen Strom a chance, a 2-for-3 night, as he's already extended the on-base streak over 30 games. 30 last night, and tonight with two base hits, he's reached in 31 consecutively. First pitch, down and outside. 88 to Strom, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom in the fourth inning with two outs jumped on the first pitch to him. And a solo blast. 1-0. Finds the strike zone. 87 miles an hour from Charles, who's got runners at the corners and two gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders not being left behind in the hits column so much. 1-1. Low. 87 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike to Strom. 13 for Midland to the Rough Riders 8. So a significant gap, but for a while the hits were fairly similar. The Rough Riders with 3 in this eighth inning. 2-1 toss. Fastball that Charles takes a little off just to get it into the zone. And the count's evened up to Strom. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, two outs in the eighth. Frisco looking for their first run scored since the fourth inning, and it was a solo homer from Strom. Break even. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Rough Riders get 3 hits in the eighth inning, but can't push any runs across. Ornelas on the base hit from Blaine Krim out at the plate. And 3 hits, no runs across. Our score holding 14-2 as we go to the ninth from Riders Field. It's been a long one. The Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds tonight
by a dozen. Ninth innings next. Zach Bigley back with you on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. It's 14-2. Midland out in front of the Rough Riders. Fifth game of this six-game series, and this one has been all Rockhounds. Saheed Valenzuela in the eighth spot starts it off for Midland against Mark Church. First pitch. Fastball dots the outside corner at 96, and it's 0-1. Right-hander back into his wind in the 0-1. Rip and a miss at a high fastball, 0-2. This has been a tough night for the Rough Riders, and it's culminated in the largest offensive output against Frisco all season. 14 runs topping a previous season high of 12. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it got him off the outside corner. Up and away with a fastball at 96 miles an hour, and it's the third strikeout for Mark Church. Three pitches, grab some bench. Chase Calabuig makes his way to the plate now. Calabuig has reached three times tonight. Three runs scored. 14-2 Midland. Pitch home. Chopper foul at the plate off of Calabuig's foot. 0-1. Rough Riders allowed a couple run, or I should say 12 runs a couple times. Once on June 11th. It was at Amarillo. And the other time was on the road in Tulsa. Or I should say actually here at home against Northwest Arkansas in April. The pitch is down low, and it's one ball and one strike. So June 11th against Amarillo, the most recent time, but now these 14 runs here at home, a new season high. Oh, one pitch. In the air, out to shallow left field. Long run for Martinez. He saunters in, he's under it, and the left fielder makes the catch. Two up, two down. A bright spot has been Mark Church. One base runner allowed and a shallow single blooped into center. He has three strikeouts through 1 2/3 innings. Top of the card for Jeremy Ironman as this is the sixth time through. Church delivers. Outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Slider from the right-hander. Church looks in for his sign, winds and offers. Swing and a miss. Good pitch low, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders will send Cody Bradford to the hill tomorrow to finish out this series.
Church looks in. Pitch home. High and inside. It's one ball and two strikes. Ironman today, 2 for 5. 2 RBIs, run scored. 1-2. Rip and a foul back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike 3. Well, the Rough Riders get a really nice outing from Mark Church. 2 shutout innings. He strikes out 4. And they trail 14-2 as we go to the bottom half of the 9th inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes 1 home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco down big as we go to the bottom half of the 9th inning. It's David Garcia to lead things off. 14-2, Midland out in front on the Rough Riders. David Garcia, Sandro Fabian, Josh Stowers due up for Frisco. 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. Wanison Charles, the right-hander, still on the hill. He somehow pitched a shutout inning in the 8th. From the stretch, first pitch. High and tight, 1 ball, no strikes. Charles allowed 3 hits in that 8th inning. Jonathan Ornelas was thrown out trying to score from second base on a single to left from Krim. 1-0 pitch. Down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Garcia 0 for 3 today, reached on a throwing error by the shortstop Davidson in the 7th. Pitch home. Swinging a chopper, right side of the infield. Jeremy Ironman, the second baseman, has it. Slings it on to first, 1 away. Sandro Fabian now, he's had a great ball game tonight. 3 for 3. 2 singles, a double, and an RBI. Fabian now over the last 2 games. Back-to-back 3-hit performances. 6 for 8. He's got the batting average up to 250. Pitch home. He swings and misses on a pitch low and away, and it's 0-1. Right-hander ready from the stretch. 0-1 toss. Fabian takes a breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. After a thrilling victory last night, Rough Riders winning 11-10 in 11 innings. It's been a tough one tonight. 0-2. Rocketed into right field. Selman going back. He's right there, though, and he makes the catch. And there are 2 outs here in the 9th inning. Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. A ball that was blistered off the bat from Fabian to the opposite field. He's really seeing the ball well tonight. Frisco outscored 14-2 tonight, out hit 14-8. Six walks for the Riders pitching staff. First pitch. Stowers watches a fastball inner edge and 99 for a strike, and it's 0-1. Wanison Charles, a hard thrower. He's already touched 100 tonight. Oh, 1. Low and outside. Missed at 99 again, and it's 1-1. Stowers trying to find that first hit of the series. It's been elusive for him. 0-15 to start the set. 1-1. Check swing, breaking ball for a strike. And the Riders are down to their final strike on this Saturday night. Good crowd in attendance of 6,905. Waiting around postgame for postgame fireworks. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Rough Riders fall tonight by a final score of 14-2. Frisco falls to 9-8 in the second half as Midland improves to 13-4 in the second half of play. Chris Jarrett will break it down in the postgame show for you when we come back. Rough Riders fall tonight 14-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Certainly a tough one at Riders Field tonight. Frisco falling 14-2 to the Midland Rockhounds. Chris Jarrett back with you on the play-by-play. The win goes to David Leal, and the loss to Avery Weems. He had four innings of really solid baseball, came out for the fifth, two outs recorded, but could not quite shut it down. Only one run allowed through his four innings, but Midland tallying five in the top of the fifth, and then eight runs combined in the sixth and seventh, excuse me, to pull away with the 14-2 win tonight. Rough Riders benefited from a three-hit night for Sandro Fabian as he picks up an RBI hit, a double, and a hit in the seventh, and then Kellen Strom, a hit and scored in the second, and a solo home run in the fourth inning to lead the way on the offensive side of things. You know, Frisco scored six runs in the bottom of the ninth to come from behind and win it in the 11th. Sometimes these ball games happen where it's really difficult to try and follow up a big comeback from an act like that. And Midland, certainly with some pent-up aggression, they take it out tonight with 14 runs on 13 hits. We'll step aside on the Riders post-game show. Come back with us as we break down the action around the Texas League tonight and look forward to tomorrow. Remember, a 6 o'clock start, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock our time here in the Central, and the Rough Riders closing down the six-game series against Midland. They'll have to win tomorrow to avoid losing the series and trying to force a three-game split in what most things considered, all things considered, would be likely a win when you step away from it. We'll step aside from the broadcast and come back to close the curtain on it on tonight's broadcast next on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back one final time in the Riders post-game show. Frisco falling tonight, 14-2, our final. Taking one last lap around the Texas League action on this Saturday night, July 16th, 2022. Springfield hosting Tulsa, continuing their series at Hammonds Field. And the Cardinals all over the Drillers tonight, 15-5, in a game that had 24 combined hits. The loss goes to Landon Knack. And what's not been his best year, 2-6 now this year on a 4.89 earned run average, for one of the highly regarded pitchers in the Dodgers system. Northwest Arkansas falling to Corpus Christi on the road. The Hooks with a 12-7 win at home. That one had 26 combined hits. San Antonio and Amarillo continuing to be neck and neck. The Missions need a run with two outs and the bases clear to try and keep that ball game going. And actually, moments just went final. Amarillo with a 7-6 final over San Antonio tonight as they trailed 6-5, but a run in the seventh, a run in the eighth, and the Sod Poodles now sitting in sole possession of second place in the second half in the Texas League South. Wichita over Arkansas tonight, 7-6 the final. The Wind Surge walking off the Travs, who had fought back, credit to Arkansas, in a ball game that was a 4-4 tie. Arkansas with two in the ninth to take a 6-4 lead, and then three in the bottom of the ninth by Wichita to steal one at home at Riverfront Stadium. Tomorrow's ball game for Midland, the left-hander Ty Dameron taking the mound at 4-4 and a 4.40 earned run average for the left-hander Dameron. And Frisco starter to be determined. Still yet to figure that out, who it'll be tomorrow for the Rough Riders, but likely a decision on it in the next coming hours as Frisco and Midland tie together what's been a bit of an exhausting series at Riders Field. It opened with an 8-3 loss to Midland. Frisco won 11-4 on Wednesday night. Midland over Frisco on Thursday night, 6-3. Then last night's ball game, an 11-10 win in 11 innings. And then tonight's ball game, 14-12, the final, as Midland back in front by a game advantage. Post-game fireworks and fans at Riders Field getting ready for it as we're set to say goodnight one last time. Just shy of the 10 o'clock hour in Frisco, Texas. Big thanks to you for however much of Rough Riders baseball you had queued up tonight. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at about 5:35 with a 10-minute countdown and 5:45 with pregame coverage to shut down the series between Midland and Frisco. Have a great rest of your night. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Big thanks to tuning in to Rough Riders Baseball tonight, and that'll do it for us. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett saying so long. Have a great rest of your Saturday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night on Sunday.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.